This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, like we said, we got a lot going on today. We are broadcasting live from Splash Sports Bar adjacent to Chase Center. And we've got guests coming and going today. And don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us now is Tiffany Williams. She's the Chief Operating Officer of 30 Inc. And I first need you to talk about what 30 Inc. is, Tiffany.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
30 Inc. is the off-the-court business collective for Stephen. So there's 8 businesses housed under 30 Inc., some which you guys have heard of, Unanimous Media, that recently had the show Mr. Throwback on Peacock.
Okay.
There's SC30 Agency that manages Steph. And then we have 7K, which is the creative agency that is producing our space this weekend.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The one thing I was going to ask is how are all these, like, how busy is Steph this weekend, I guess is what I want to ask.
He is very busy.
It's really?
Some long days. The goal is, you know, just to get him out in the community, see, have as many fans as possible, get to see him, and, you know, have that up-close experience. So with all the events that the NBA is hosting and then us here at Splash, it's going to be a long weekend.
Cool.
Yeah, Tiffany, I got to ask you because we keep it real here on our show. We try to. I know he's busy, but my heart is hurt. My kids, why didn't he participate in the three-point contest? Can you shed some light on that? Is it the finger? Tim, I was like, no.
On the spot.
You're not right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We'll see.
Okay. All right.
Tiffany Williams joining us right now on 95.7 The Game. She's the Chief Operating Officer at 30 Inc. That's Steph Curry's collective. I think you know Marcus Thompson, the longtime writer at The Athletic.
Yeah.
I remember after he wrote the book on Steph Curry, I said to him, hey, Marcus, have you ever seen Steph mad? And he said the worst he ever saw him was after a game, Steph said, you know what, I don't feel like talking tonight, Marcus. You work closely with him. I mean, is he as great a guy as everybody perceives him to be?
Is exactly the guy that everybody perceives
him
to be. Amazing guy, always wanting to, you know, use his platform to help others, and, you know, all the things that, you know, everybody thinks about just how great a guy he is truly that person.
Like, if you have to deal with Steph after a game, can you tell the difference between when he wins and when he loses?
You know, he's always, you know, he has that same kind of demeanor.
Right.
You know, sometimes I feel bad because I feel like I'm, you know, always bugging him, but he's all, you know, always has the same energy, whether, you know, it's a win or a loss or whatever is going on. He, you know, really takes the time to, you know, pay attention to what's happening in that moment and provide you that support, so the support of those resources that's needed at the time.
It's so funny, Tiffany. I was going to ask you, you know, they pull off this big trade, and I was telling my partner, Steiny, Steph seems re-energized. He's like a little kid at Disneyland. He's frisky and he's playing a great ball. But his personality is, even if they hadn't pulled off the trade, he's the ambassador he is, and he's just going to keep it moving and be the same guy regardless if they're winning or losing.
Yes.
That's what makes him special.
It is. It really is.
Did you, were you a part, do you travel with Steph when he went to the Olympics, for example? Do you have work to do there? Or?
I did, but I did it from here. I did not travel this time. We were planning things for when he returned, so I stayed here in the Bay Area, but I was working those Paris hours.
Gotcha. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us.
Awesome.
Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
What you're doing is great, and obviously Steph Curry is a paragon around
one of a
here.
Kind,
yeah.
Steiny.
So thank you so much for joining us, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, you guys too.
All right, that's Tiffany Williams, Chief Operating Officer of 30 Inc. That's Steph Curry's collective, which involves seven businesses. And,
wow.
Steph is integrated into the Bay Area community in a big, big way. That much we know. Hey,
ripping me for asking the Tiffany about Steph at the 3-point contest.
Yeah,
you told me to do it.
Well,
that was your advice.
If I told
thank
you,
to,
you know, if I told you to jump off a bridge, would you jump off a
no,
bridge?
No, I would, man.
Huh? Although I gotta tell you, Goo.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but
simmer.
Did you hear her say we'll see?
I did.
We'll see.
Perry Mason.
We're not there yet.
There we go.
We're not there yet, but thanks to Tiffany Williams. Let's see. Who we got coming up next? We've got 12:15 will be our next guest. So we got open lines at 888-957-9570. And Carter, we have anybody waiting online right now? Sirius in Oakland. What's going on, man?
How y'all doing?
Doing well.
First things first, I have to say that y'all are the best radio broadcasting system on the planet, I think. I have to say, Steiny and Guru, y'all are like the best of the folk world. Y'all remind me of the old school TV show, The Odd Couple, except Guru was a little bit more stylish than Oscar was. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, appreciate
so we
the
gotta
love,
get first
baby.
Things first. We got to get first things first. I have to give the people my props, and they deserve it. So, but let's get to this key part.
All right.
So we talking about Jimmy Butler, right?
Yep.
I believe that Draymond Green is our junkyard dog. Like, he's gonna guard the property. He's gonna make sure all the assets don't get attacked. Nobody jumping over the fence. He's gonna bark and bite you. But when he got Jimmy Butler on his squad, man, they ping-ponging the ball with alley-oops and having fun. Like, they the same degree. They got the same pedigree. They got the same killer instinct. And that brought back inspiration to the team. And it also freed up space. And, you know, now with Quentin Post and Moody playing at their best that they can do, they add into the team. It's creating a morale. So whatever happened where Jimmy was before, it somehow had to deal with morale and the way that people play, because basketball is about gelling. And I didn't even realize, because the first time I called, I said, Jim Butler is probably going to not be, I'm out on him. But when I seen that first game, I didn't need to see two games. I saw the first game and the way that basketball IQ of passing and getting and freeing people up and letting Steph do his thing, it's like that's cerebral. That's like intelligence. And basketball is about offensive and defense awareness. So if you have that,
wow,
and you add that to ability to get to the basket.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Score, create fouls. I hate when we losing and everybody want to shoot threes. Shooting threes at when we're losing is not the option. We need to go to the basketball. That's old school basketball fundamentals. You get to the, when you're behind, you get the two. You try to go three the hard way. You get fouled. You go free throws. We got to add that back to the game. We are raw at threes. We could do that. But we need to also penetrate and make people fear us when we in the paint. And I think Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green connected. They understand that IQ. And we're going to see a different Warrior team after the All-Star break. Only because these dogs then woke up everybody else's spirit.
Wow.
I think Jimmy Butler and Draymond are going to jail like they did. And those two games, it's going to be a couple more to come. I'm not going to say we're going to not lose some, but I say I think we're going to win a little bit more. And I appreciate y'all, right, gentlemen, for taking my call.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for the love.
Appreciate it, Sirius.
Kind of hard not to be excited about just what we – that it's a sample. I get it, Stani, but good God, you know the game. Evan, I know – I feel like I know the game. I know what I'm watching, and the stuff just out of the box score, it just feels like a rejuvenation. And for the chef, Steph Curry, Tiffany's guy that just joined us, for him to say the game on the offensive end just seems a bit easier, that's a big-time statement, man.
You know, I'm wondering – from Warriors fans, and I purposely didn't like go onto the internet and research this, but I was thinking about all the trades the Warriors have made over the years, and which ones worked and which ones didn't, and what do you guys think the Butler trade is going to do? I mean, certainly after 3 or 4 days, it feels like it's going to work. But, you know, I remember, I can go back to 2000 when the Warriors acquired Larry Hughes. Remember Larry Hughes?
Yeah, East St. Louis.
Yeah, they traded for Larry Hughes. He was playing in Philadelphia. He was a young player. He was a kind of a high flyer. And
Larry.
When the Warriors got him, it was in the middle of their dry spell. And there was a lot of positivity around Larry Hughes. In fact, the one thing I remember about his first game with the Warriors is they had the biggest walk-up crowd that they'd ever had up to that point. And, you know, Larry Hughes was a nice player, but he couldn't quite turn the fortunes around of the Golden State Warriors, which, quite frankly, nobody really did until Steph got here.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Don, if we were in a courtroom and I'm Jimmy Butler's attorney, I would just come to the judge and hand him the piece of paper that showed Jimmy Butler being the one on a Miami Heat team in 2023 to take him to the finals. So I bring that up for the people that think this might be a mirage. We need to see more. I get that. But at the end of the day, when this dude is on, he has been the anchor to a team, Stani, that was in the A seed and ended up in the finals. Yeah, they didn't win. But if we talk about intangibles, the things that is on his resume to get that Heat team twice to that plateau, I think they're staying power in what we're watching early.
888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. Warriors tonight at Dallas, and I'll tell you what,
man,
that atmosphere in Dallas is going to be nasty tonight.
It's already
been nasty all week. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. So if you haven't heard, the Warriors are obviously playing in Dallas tonight, and Dallas, their fans, a majority of them are really not happy about the Luka Doncic trade. They've been having protests out in front of the arena. They've had fans ejected in a big way.
They want refunds for season tickets.
Two nights ago, they had a bunch of people ejected. They had signs they had to confiscate. There have been death threats. Nico Harrison, the general manager, can't sit in his normal courtside seat because he's getting heckled. It's a bad scene right now in Dallas. And the one thing I thought of is, man, Dallas is in a worse place right now, it feels like, than Joe Lacob was the night he got booed off the stage during the Chris Mullin retirement jersey celebration.
And that is a great call, and I'll say this to that. You know, as much as, and my gosh, Monte was my guy, Stani, but I got to tell you, he hadn't had on his ledger taking a team to the finals just the year before, and also taking the team to the Western Conference finals. So, you know, right now, I'll stand on it. I just feel like this is the worst trade ever, and something's going on. But let me ask you this, Donnie, because as a parent, you make decisions and you don't care what the disappointed kids think. You're doing it for the betterment of them, and they'll figure that out later. Do you think if Dallas ownership could see that this was going to be the reaction, would they have done it? I know that's heavy, but I'm starting. I really wonder.
It's a good question. I'm not really sure. I think, though, that if they would have, obviously they only talked to the Lakers and they had some dialogue with the Heat, but for the most part, nobody else knew. I mean, if they would have put the word out throughout the league that Luka Doncic is available, yeah, they would have had a lot of inquiries.
Yes.
But I do think that once the Dallas Mavericks fans would have seen that the team is shopping Doncic, they would have come out of the woodwork at that point, and who knows, maybe. I don't think a reaction should ever, you know, influence you one way or the other if you think it's a basketball move. I mean, when the Warriors traded Monte Ellis for Bogut, I mean, they traded Monte Ellis for a guy who was hurt and wouldn't play the rest of the year, and Warrior fans were very upset at that point, and they hadn't even had any success the previous 8 or 10 years.
Now, you've had some time, some days to sleep on it. We all have, but let me just double back and ask you, Stani. I know a lot of people, I'm not one of them, are concerned about his weight and, you know, what it'll be in year 4 or 5 from now. Now that you've had time, the dust to settle on everything that's going on with the fans' reaction, do you still understand the trade from Dallas standpoint, the ownership standpoint? Because I don't.
Yeah, I do. I do. You can disagree with it, but yeah, I know exactly what they're thinking. Luka Doncic was in line for a supermax, and that was $325 million, which is $75-80 million a year. And I do believe, you know, Nico Harrison, the general manager, apparently has a history with Kobe Bryant, history with Michael Jordan, and when he thought about the Supermax, he probably thought, you know what, as great as Doncic is, he's not in those, you know, in that kind of group. That's obviously what he thought. He would have never traded Luka Doncic if he were sure that he was going to be in great shape for the next 10 years and take the game very seriously. But again, it's a gutsy move.
Yeah, no doubt, Stoudy, but real quick, you talked about, and I know we're not in Dallas, you talked about, you know, not having the fans privy so that reaction wouldn't happen before they actually pulled the trade. But what's uncanny to me is when you think about Mikal Bridges and the numerous firsts that came in that package, and you talk about other trades, how could the great, thus far, Luka Doncic not net you or anything equivalent to that is what's maddening?
Well, I would say, to answer that question, I would say first, I don't think we're seeing a lot of deals like Mikal Bridges anymore where there's four or five picks. Secondly, and again, I'm just giving you my thoughts from their side. I'm not saying I agree with it, or I don't agree with it, but the Dallas Mavericks got an NBA champion and a great player. I mean, Anthony Davis is a great player, so when you get back a great player, then you're not going to get as many draft picks. You know, if they ended up trading him for Austin Reeves, obviously they would have probably gotten three or four draft picks. But Anthony Davis and Max Christie and a first-round pick, could they have gotten more? Maybe. But
I like Christie.
They obviously just were not comfortable paying Luka Doncic that much money. Let's go to Christian in Walnut Creek. Hey, Christian, how you doing, man?
Hey, good. Thanks for taking my call, y'all. First time caller, long time listener. Love listening to you guys. Get me through a lot of long drives here and there all across the Bay all day. So appreciate
right on,
that.
Man.
Just wanted to say a couple things about, the Jimmy Butler fit and, like, the long-term perspective you guys have been kind of hitting on this morning. First thing, I think it's easy to forget this man's credentials just because of what's gone down in Miami the last, let's call it, like, year and a half, right? You go back since the finals, kind of how rough things have gotten, and then you look at the body of work, though, that this guy has. You know, talking about a six-time All-Star, talking about five-time All-NBA and five-time All-NBA defense. And that's something that Steph has never had, whether it's, any of his running mates, he's never had that outside of somebody like Clay. And I think in this era, if you're looking at two-way players, especially guards, you could put Jimmy Bucket's resume up against any two-way guard or can slant over to the three that's been around in this era. And for that reason alone, I think it's going to fit. What were we always talking about is point of attack defense. Jimmy's got that. We need somebody who can draw fouls. He's got that. We need somebody who can attack the defense. He's got that. So I'm just curious on your guys' thought on that perspective.
Yeah, I mean,
kind of echoes what you were just like. I'm not denying it, Stoney, but
what?
Anthony Davis. I know he's a great, but he has an injury history too. So you're right. Something they got something in return, but
well, the caller's talking about like how Butler has impacted this team, and I wonder if we did lose sight of how good this player was because we haven't seen him a lot this year. I mean, the one thing that's clear is if you're a Warrior fan or you're just a basketball fan who watches the Warriors, their game tonight against Dallas is more exciting than it would have been the Warriors not acquired Jimmy Butler. And now,
what if I go season, Stoney? The season has that feel to it.
Well, right now it does,
yeah.
I mean, the Warriors are probably a team that thinks they can make some noise right now, and we'll see. By the way, coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving a spot out for our knockout tournament at Chase Center. So you got to listen during the 12 o'clock hour, and also we're going to be giving away tickets during the crossover to the Rising Stars game on Friday and All-Star practice in Oakland on Saturday. Mm-hmm. On Saturday. Yeah, I'm just thinking about when I think of Dallas and where they're at right now, I think this is probably the lowest point in their franchise's history. And I was just thinking about, you know, the Warriors have had a couple moments like that. Obviously, the Lakers getting booed, but, you know.
That started the dynasty. Monte Trey.
Yeah, Warriors ownership back in 1995, I believe, when they were refurbishing the Oakland Arena, they played a year ago in San Jose. And Chris Cohan was the owner. Many people probably don't remember this.
I do.
But Chris Cohan was the owner. They had to play a season in San Jose while the arena in Oakland was getting fixed. And Chris Cohan informed all the season ticket holders that if they did not renew in San Jose, that they would lose their status back in Oakland the year later. So you had a lot of people, let's say, from Marin who were season ticket holders who would drive to Oakland. And the organization said, well, now you got to drive all the way to San Jose or you're going to lose your seats for the refurbished arena.
Wow.
And that was one of the low points for the Golden State Warriors because they weren't a very good team and they were placing those restrictions on the fans.
You know what? Just for storytelling, study, I love that one, and that's a nightmare on how to treat your fan base. But maybe I'm so discombobulated when it comes to this Luka trade. Now, this is not the best parallel, but I'm going for it. Maybe it's bringing back the Chris Webber trade to me. That hurt and crushed me, especially, it wasn't the finals, but they went to the playoffs. It was ready, and that just was ripped out underneath us, and maybe that's why I feel some type of way about what they're dealing with in Dallas with Luka.
Yeah.
People loved him, Steiny.
I mean, we only got to know Weber for one year. I mean, Doncic has been in Dallas for, five or six now, maybe even more.
We had a commercial with him dunking on Barkley,
888-957-9570 is the number. Jimmy Butler has changed the dynamic of the Golden State Warriors. How much of a believer are you now after just two games? Are you ready to say that the Warriors may have pulled one off here, or do you need to see more? Do you need to see Jimmy Butler put this together for a month or so? 888-957-9570 is the number. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. That segment was brought to you by San Francisco International Airport. And don't forget, 12 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away a spot in our knockout tournament. 12 o'clock hour on 95.7 The Game.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.